what? The Preakness? How can that be? What is going on? Oh, it's 2020. I forgot.
It's 2020. And who could forget?
who could forget is right. Yeah, no, it's just it's a bizarre end to a triple crown that was bizarre from the start in a bizarre year that keeps getting more bizarre by the day.
Yeah. And yes, exactly right. So this is Preakness number what, 145? So
sounds right. Yeah, it's going to be the first one where I have not been in Baltimore. Boy, it's like 40 years? I don't know, a long time. Jesus, crazy.
And not only that, this is a really different field than what we thought about back in the Belmont Stakes. So let's start with this. Let's start with there's 11 horses.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually about the field for the Preakness. What, eight
yep.
to eight to 11?
That's right.
So what about Authentic? Let's start there.
Well, it's Mr. Baffert. He has won the Derby 6 times. The previous 5 times, the horse that he brought to Pimlico won the Preakness. So he's 5 for 5 on that Derby Preakness double, going for 6 for 6 with Authentic. He's also won the Preakness 2 other times with horses that probably should have won the Derby but didn't, were unlucky. So he's going for a record 8th Preakness win tomorrow. And look, Authentic's the horse to beat. He beat the huge favorite Tis the Law in the Derby. No Tis the Law this time. They're waiting 8 weeks for the Breeders' Cup instead of coming back in 4 weeks for the Preakness. And look, Authentic's for real, Steve. I mean, he's won every race but one. And in that race, he got a bad start and finished second. And he probably is going to be out there in front again. Maybe there's a little more speed than there was in the Derby, but not dramatically so. So I think Johnny V and Mr. Baffert, they don't team up a lot, but when they do, they're pretty dangerous.
And not only that, I think, as you pointed out, this horse likes to run with the lead. I mean, it's very rare when this horse is in a come-from-behind position because this horse just breaks and goes.
Yeah, the only time he got beat, he missed the break. He was post-7 in a 7-horse field. He kind of took a right turn, and he got behind, and he never could catch up. And he finished second to a very good horse, Honor AP, who finished 4th in the Derby. But that kind of wasn't indicative of the horse's talent. And I do think this, and Baffert's mentioned this, Steve, you know, this is 4 weeks. Typically, it's 2 weeks between the Derby and the Preakness. He would have liked it to be 2 weeks because this horse was in such great shape that the others are going to be playing catch-up if it was 2 weeks. But by having it 4 weeks, it's brought other good horses like Art Collector, who probably wouldn't have been able to make it if it had been 2 weeks.
Right.
He's back in it. 1,000 Words, who got scratched right before the Derby because he flipped over in a paddock. He's back in it. I think it's actually the 3 races this year. I think it's the strongest field of all. The Belmont was basically Tis the Law and a bunch of horses that were trying to finish second.
Right.
The Derby had like maybe 4 good horses in it. I think half this field is like pretty good, including the really good filly Swiss Skydiver.
Yeah. What about Pneumatic? Because Pneumatic was, what, 4th in the Belmont and then won the Pegasus, and they pointed to this race.
Yeah, he's my long shot. He's 20-1. He's trained by Steve Asmussen, he's had 4 horses of the year since 2009. Rachel Alexander, Curlin twice, and Gunrunner. And Steve, he just went over 9,000 wins in his career, only the 2nd trainer in history to do that. And he's going to break the all-time record for wins next year. And he's I don't know if there's a sports analogy for this, but he's as good with like the cheapest imaginable kind of horses, like $5,000 claiming horses that might run at Lone Star Park in Texas, as the horses that run in the best races in the country. And there's no other trainer that does that. Like Baffert doesn't have $5,000 claimers.
Right.
He just has horses that cost big numbers and he runs them in big races. But Asmussen's the rare exception that has both. And Pneumatic, he's got 3 in the race.
Yeah.
I think Pneumatic is his best chance. And my man Jersey Joe Bravo is on him. So that's my long shot. If it could come, like, say, 9-10 Authentic Pneumatic,
yeah.
I think you could rest assured I might have some of that.
I wouldn't be shocked. there have been 5 fillies that have won the Preakness. So you mentioned Swiss Skydiver.
Yep.
Who was the I think I want to say Swiss Skydiver is the runner-up in the Oaks.
That's correct.
Kenny McPeak trains this horse. What do you like about this horse? I mean, this horse is a $1 million earner. What do you like about it?
Yeah, incredibly consistent. Steve, since late March, she's run six times in graded stakes races, all against fillies, with the exception of Bluegrass, where she ran against Star Collector. She's been win, 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 second. So you don't get much more consistent than that. And one of the seconds was when she took on the boys and lost to Art Collector, who's a really good horse who has a very good chance of winning this race.
Yep.
And I think Kenny just said, hey, if there had been a race for three-year-old fillies at this stage, I think he'd have run her in it, but there really isn't any left. So he's going to run her in this, then she'll come back and run against the females in the Breeders' Cup Distaff in Kentucky in 5 weeks.
Art Collector had been on a pretty good streak. Art Collector had won four races in a row, and as you pointed out, there was a good shot that Art Collector was going to be the second choice for the Derby before that foot injury.
Yep.
So
yep.
What do you think a month can mean for Art Collector, and what kind of factor can Art Collector potentially be?
Yeah, I think he had a real chance to win the Derby, and he probably has a little better chance to win the Preakness. Because as disappointing as it was for Bruce Lunsford, who's a Kentucky guy, and a trainer, Tommy Drury, both Kentucky guys, not to run in the Derby, Steve, they're going to get 8 weeks instead of four. And I actually thought they made a mistake by running this horse at Ellis Park. I thought they just should have waited for the Derby. It turned out it was going to be irrelevant. But the fact that they get those extra 4 weeks, his workout on September 19th is the best of any horse coming into this race. It was just spectacular. So I think he's going to run great. The question is he going to be run well enough that he can run down the favorite of the stretch? Because although Art Collector has speed, I don't think they're going to race him that way. I think they're going to let Authentic go and try to, at some point, get outside him and just try to run him down. And he could. It could happen. And I would probably pick him in normal circumstances. But I've just watched Baffert win these races too many times. I mean, you get all the worst of the price, but you get the best of the possibilities.
You mentioned earlier the other Baffert horse, which is Thousand Words, which for Jimmy Barnes, the assistant trainer, not good.
Nah.
Jimmy broke his wrist when Thousand Words flipped. But the horse is fine. Since the horse is fine, what does it mean?
Yeah, I mean, he flipped in the paddock, 15, 20 minutes before the Derby, and by rule, they had to scratch him because you just don't know if there's some problem at that point. They might not be showing anything, but they could have some injuries you don't know about. They got him back to the barn. They did all the tests. He was fine. And he's had some really good races. I mean, last year, he was probably the top two-year-old in the barn. And then he just had a couple really bad races, like, what is going on here? But last time out, he beat Honor AP, looked good doing it. I think Authentic's a little better, and it's going to be interesting how Baffert talks to his jockeys. He's got Florent Giroux will ride Thousand Words. He does not want Thousand Words and Authentic going out there battling each other.
Right.
So I think you can expect that Thousand Words will, say, be sitting third or fourth early in this race.
What about New York Traffic? New York Traffic is obviously challenged Authentic in the Haskell in July. What about this horse?
I thought he was going to run great in Kentucky, and he had great position, and he just lost it on the far turn. He couldn't keep up.
He finished eighth.
Now, he did lose a shoe in that race. That's sometimes going to affect the horse. I don't know that it should have affected him so much he gets beat almost 14 lengths. If that was a one-off, and all his other races in 2020, any one of them are good enough to give him a chance to be in the top three. So he's kind of the mystery here, Steve. Like, why did he run like that? I don't have a great answer for it. It could have been that. It could have just been the fact that he was chasing up pretty hot pace in Authentic, and just that just did the play of the race, the way the race was run, didn't work out. But yeah, he's not without a chance. I'm not going to bet him this time, but he is not without a chance if he comes back to that form where he lost Authentic by a nose in the Haskell.
All right, so how do you want to play this, Dick? Because when you look you look at it, you know, there's a favorite in all this, but there's several players, there are several horses in here. They're double-digit to one in here.
Yeah, I wish I could see the first 200 yards.
Yeah.
like ahead of time. If they're like I think they are, then I think Authentic is a better than 50-50 chance to win if he's cleared the field heading into the first turn. And if that's the case, I think it's most likely to be Authentic over Art Collector. And it could be the other way around if Art Collector's good enough. And I kind of like a 9-3-10, that's Pneumatic, yeah. And then 4 Swiss Skydiver in that. Let's put it this way, Steve. If it's in that order, you may hear me from State College.
There you go. Perfect. I love it. It's exactly right. This track is, you know, we've talked about it many, many times. Everyone talks about the tight turns. Actually, the track's not as wide as other places.
Correct.
It's only an 11-horse field. Does it even come into play here? Because, I mean, the width of the track would be a big deal if I think this was like the Derby and it's 20 and they weren't allowed.
Right.
But the fact that it's 11, right. It's no big deal.
Now, there's a limit of 14 in the Preakness. Yeah, now 11, it should not be a factor. And I think Authentic is drawn well. You'd rather be outside than inside. Anytime there's other speed in the race, you'd rather be outside of them. So in case somebody goes like crazy, you could just get your horse to relax behind the other one.
Yeah, and Authentic's in the 9 hole. So
yep, I think that's a good spot.
It's a really good spot. And Pneumatic is next to Authentic.
And it is.
Yeah,
little 9-3-10 action or 9-10, that would be fine. Yeah. Either one would be fine.
Anything works in that order. Yes, it works. I'm going to ask you a quick basketball question.
Yes, sir.
Because Penn State's been practicing. I had a long talk with Patrick yesterday. Uh-huh. And they're going to get to camp on the 14th with the idea of starting on the 25th.
Okay.
Of November. November 25th being the start time.
Yep.
How, you know, look, circumstances will dictate all of this, but how important is it, Dick, that they can pull it off and have a basketball season and have a tournament?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's one thing, you know, all the other sports have sort of gotten to play. It's been a little strange, right? But baseball's in the playoffs, strange 60-game season, shortened NBA, no home games, but they're into the NBA finals. Hockey's done. Horse racing's gone the whole way. It's really college basketball is the one sport that just like, all right, why don't we just end it at the most significant time of the
right.
year? It's huge. It's one thing to have to get through that. You missed in some cases like Lamar Stevens, Michael Watkins, and anybody who's a senior last year was going to play in the NCAA to miss out on one of your biggest goals you've ever had. But that's over. Unfortunately, we can't do anything about it, but you'd hate to see it happen again where the season either gets interrupted or doesn't get started. And Steve, I think there's still a lot of unknowns in basketball. Football is one thing because it's outside.
Yeah.
Basketball is not outside. So we're just trying to work our way through it. But they were able to play in NBA and NHL, but that was different too, right? Because everybody was like, it was just them. There wasn't anybody else.
Right.
You're not going on the road, but, you know, hopefully by late November, we keep saying this, right? It's going to end at some point, but it's just not ending. So hopefully by then, the answer to your question in a long-winded way is, yeah, we need to play this season at a tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Yes, sir. And to you, sir, enjoy the Preakness and every other event that's happening all over the country tomorrow.
All over at the same time. What the heck? That's why they have box and box now. You can watch 2-1.
That's right. And Liverpool against Aston Villa on Sunday.
And you and I can never forget that because we cannot ever forget Mr. Tarman.
That's correct. Yeah, I love Liverpool for those people interested in such things.
Absolutely.
Almost as much as I like Authentic.
That might not be true. All right.
Yeah, it might not be.
All right. DJ, thanks.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Steve. See you, pal.